Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Danielle. Thank you for being here and hosting the show for us this morning. And my question to the listeners is, what is going on with our drinking water? Almost every week, including in today's Statesman Journal, we read about another school finding that it has lead in its drinking water. And so what is causing this seemingly recent phenomena, and what's being done about it? Here in the studio is Rick Sherman. Rick Sherman is the program supervisor for environmental health for Marion County. Rick and his staff have been working closely with Salem-Keizer and other school districts regarding water testing that has been occurring in many schools this summer. So, Rick, why have we been hearing so much about lead in the school's drinking water this summer?
Okay, I think why we've been hearing about it is it started out with Flint, Michigan, with their high lead levels when they changed their water sources. In Oregon, we don't tend to have lead in our water per se, but what our water is soft, so it tends to be corrosive and takes any lead that might be due to solder or in old pipes or what have you out into the system.
Mm-hmm. And was that the problem in Flint as well, the piping system rather than the water itself?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think what it was their water is soft, it's highly corrosive. It took the lead right out of stuff. Mm-hmm. And see, before they were getting water from Detroit, and that water had been treated for so long, it had made all the pipes, it had covered all the pipes on the inside with calcium carbonate and what have you, and that kept the lead from coming out.
Oh, I see. So when you say we have soft water here in Oregon, what does that really mean?
It means it tends to be very acidic. And
that's interesting. So acidic means the water is soft.
Mm-hmm.
And so does that mean that it just feels soft? Why that term?
Soft is, I think it does mean that it's softer feeling, but it also means that the water it's corrosive. It tends to feel softer. You get a lot more sudsing when you do things like laundry and stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right. So the reason that we've been finding lead is not because there's lead in the water, but in fact it's the pipes that the water corrodes the pipes,
right,
et cetera, et cetera. And the reason schools have been testing is because of the Flint, Michigan problem.
Yeah. And I think what happened then is Portland Public Schools started testing and they recognized that there was a lead problem. Probably the issue with Portland Public Schools is they got behind the so-called eight ball and never caught up with everything. Now, once that happened, some of the other school districts, I think Beaverton and Oregon City and those started testing. They started noticing it too. And then the Marion County schools started doing their testing. And since that time, the Oregon Department of Education and the Oregon Health Authority have made recommendations for all the schools to test all of their drinking water and or water they use for cooking and what have you.
Mm-hmm. And so finding this problem right before school starts must be harrowing.
I think it very much is, because some of the schools had never thought about it. And in fact, a lot of the schools that have their own water systems, they have wells and stuff, they were testing on a routine basis every 3 years, and it was coming back fine. But
Were they testing at the source?
At the source, but also you test at what they consider to be the most likely sites to find lead, and most of those schools had not found any. What we're finding is a lot of the water systems that are buying water from City of Salem or from City of Portland or wherever, they're the ones that are finding the lead.
Mm-hmm. And so what's Marion County's role with drinking water, and how have you been working with the schools?
What we've been doing with the schools is we do a lot of outreach to them. We've sent out letters to them all. We've worked with trying to be a resource for them first off. That looks like down the road, probably this fall or sometime, we haven't heard for sure, but it looks like there'll be some laws put in place that all schools will do all testing all over for a number of different things besides lead in the water. We're there to help them if we can.
Mm-hmm. And so you provide
technical assistance.
Technical assistance. Yeah. Okay, I see. So, so we might pass a law that requires testing of all schools, but what we need is a solution.
Yes.
So what do you know about that?
Well, I think what we're finding is that a lot of schools seem to have lead in it's different because you see water, you see one room having good water, no lead tested, the next room having lead. So it's going to be a testing of all the different water systems or all their different sinks and stuff and at where people can get water. Now, I know one school district, they seem to have a lot of higher lead levels in the science labs. That's those strange little sinks that
come down
with a Venturi thing on them. And they're going to make sure that those are either turned off or they're going to put signs on them and what have you. And they're talking to their staff right now about not allowing children or anyone else to drink out of them, which I think there's a lot of reasons why you wouldn't want to drink out of a faucet in a science room, but besides lead, but it's there. And some of the schools are just shutting off lines. I know most of the schools are providing bottled water until their testing is done. So it'll be an ongoing issue.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I'm sure most of our listeners understand that lead is a real problem. But why don't you tell us more about why lead is a problem to have in your drinking water?
Okay. Lead is an element that's found in the ground. It's dangerous at all levels. So there's no safe level of lead in a person. We all have some lead we get from, it used to be a lot of lead would be accumulated if you lived by a freeway because leaded gasoline. Well, leaded gasoline is pretty much gone now. So there's still lead in the ground, in the soil, and there in Oregon and across most of the U.S., the biggest issue with lead is lead paint, not lead in the water. So people open and close their windows and doors, and lead microdust comes out. Very young children, of course, crawl, put their hands on the floor, put their toys on the floor, and then put them in their mouth. And that's how most children get lead. We're getting, and in fact, I think Portland School District has already shown that most of their children who have had lead issues have found lead. They found it in their homes, their paint. There are some hobbies like stained glass windows where they use lead solder and they volatilize it. Also, there's people who reload bullets and things like that.
Mm-hmm. So in other words, lead is just a very small way that people can get lead in their system. Are schools testing paint and things like that, or have they already taken care of that over the years?
I think they've pretty well taken care of their lead paint issues. I think probably you'll see some schools go back to it and do some retesting. The parents and the people out in the public should be aware, especially of older homes. Most older homes have paint. There was a point toward the end of the 80s where lead was taken out of paint. So people do a lot of remodeling and stuff, and they start scraping the paint. That becomes a real issue. Then the lead paint can get into the ground next to the house. Some people plant small gardens right next to their house. Things like carrots and beets and stuff can pull up that lead into the plant itself, and then you can ingest it that way.
And so it sounds overwhelming.
Yeah, I'd say it's not as overwhelming as it sounds. I think it comes down to people have to just be aware of the things. And I mean, if you have concerns about your child, they definitely should have them tested for. Mm-hmm. It's a very relatively cheap test. They can do it really fast, pretty fast. And
you talk about testing the water is cheap?
No, testing their child's blood level.
Okay. All right. And what can be done if there's lead in the blood?
Very small amounts of it if it's really low and they don't add to it. They can kind of tie it up a little bit with some leafy green vegetables and things like that. Problem with lead is it never truly leaves you, so you kind of accumulate it throughout your lifetime. The biggest problems with lead is it tends to affect the central nervous system. So, and as a child is younger, whatever amount they get is a bigger proportion of them than what an adult would have in it.
Mm-hmm. That's why it's right. More dangerous for children.
Exactly.
I see. And so we're talking about lead in the schools, but frankly, any of us who have older homes are likely to have lead pipes and would probably have lead in the water at home.
Lead pipes, possibly. I'm not so sure that lead pipes, but you would probably have lead paint on windowsills, door frames, things where there are some good points for lead, and it's not good in paint, but the reason they used lead in paint in the first place is it kind of gave the paint elasticity so it could withstand a lot of weatherization and mechanical moving of it and stuff and going over it.
Mm-hmm.
But what they have found is that every little amount of every time you open a door or window with that has lead paint on it, you won't see the dust, but a very small amount is taken off.
Mm-hmm. But let's go back to the drinking water question again. I did some reading that you had provided me, and it had to do with the pipes. Although the pipes might not be lead, it had to do with the soldering.
Lead solder.
Tell me a little bit about how lead gets in our water through that system.
Well, lead solder, until the mid-80s or so, solder had lead put into it. It had the ability to contract and expand and not lose its strength. And what happened is that, again, the soft water takes it right out of that solder
mm-hmm.
over the years.
Mm-hmm. And you had mentioned something as well that in some water systems, because of the acidity, it will actually coat the joints or mm-hmm. whatever the solder is holding together to prevent lead from coming in. Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, what happens is if the water's buffered and it's brought closer to neutral or above neutral a little bit, where the pH is above neutral, it starts putting a coat kind of like arteriosclerosis is in a human. So it puts this over it and it protects it.
And so what is it the Department of Environmental Quality involved in this? And what is their recommendations?
DEQ really doesn't have a lot of they worry more about surface water and possibly and even some groundwater, but they're looking at the open water before it gets into the houses mm-hmm. and stuff. Mm-hmm. They do have some regulations regarding contractors about paint removal and lead removal and that what have you.
Mm-hmm. And so what is your department, Environmental Health from Marion County, what are you recommending for homeowners who might have older homes?
I would definitely have it tested for lead if I was going to. That's relatively cheap and easy to begin with because there's little lead test swabs that you can take.
You can pick them up at any store and do this yourself?
Fred Meyer's or any building, Lowe's, any of that. And you can just rub it across something that you think may have lead and it'll turn a bright red.
Mm-hmm.
The issue is that it gives a lot of false positives. So it tends to react really, really well with any amount of lead. I mean, even if there was not enough lead there to cause a problem, it will show it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an idea of where then to go. The other thing is before you start doing a lot of remodeling, have your house test, have the contractor show you that he or she has the ability to test for lead and deal with lead abatement.
Mm-hmm. All right. So okay. That basically you can test it yourself. You can get a kit yourself mm-hmm. and if you're going to do remodeling. But what about the piping? I mean, is it possible that you might want to replace your pipes?
Yes. And most homes now use PVC piping inside it. So mm-hmm. that's probably not a great issue. Water fountains for a long time had lead. There was a lead thing. They had lead inside the water fountain the cooler part of it, and it's there. So the schools have been pulling those out, and that came about quite a few years ago, and I think most of the schools have got that out. But there's also what they call pigtails for lead for the plumbing that, you know, that was from the main line to whatever utility or something that has water going to it. They had lead lines in that. So a lot of the schools and stuff are taking that out.
Okay. So are schools more prone to have this problem than regular homeowners?
Probably because they have things like water fountains and all of that.
Okay, I see.
Ice machines and all that different stuff.
Okay. And some other materials that you sent me, one of the things that was recommended for homeowners is that before you drink your water, make sure you're drinking it at its coldest possible rate and flush the drain for a while before you drink it. Tell me more about that.
Flushing it, what happens with lead is it's heavy. It tends to sit there. If you let it sit for a longer period of time, say several hours, like when you're asleep at night, and drink that first amount out of it, you're risking taking in lead that way. So running it for 2 or 3 minutes to make sure it's coming from outside and out of this into this from deeper into the system, you tend not to have that problem. The other thing is do not use hot water for cooking or drinking.
Because it
the water heater tends to bring out lead.
Bring out the lead. Okay, it's just kind of ironic because on one hand we're told to conserve water, and on the other hand, if we want to try to prevent the lead, then we have to let the water run. It's kind of frustrating for the average person to figure out what to do.
One of the things you could do is you could run a little bit of water when you need to, put it in a jar, put it in the refrigerator to stay cold, and drink from that.
I see. Because once you've got it flushed out, use as much as you need to at a time.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we've been talking with Rick Sherman. He's with the Environmental Health of Marion County. We've been talking about drinking water in the schools and how they've been helping technically get the schools to test their water. But the there's another area in Salem called the Green Hills East area in southeast Salem. Now, they don't have a lead problem, but tell me what's going on with the water there and where Green Hills East area is.
It's out southeast of Salem. It's around Witzel Road and Turner, outside of Turner, and it's bounded by Lipscomb and some other things. DEQ was brought into it to test some water of four homeowners. What they found was they found a number of volatile organic chemicals, TCE, TCA, things like that, that are usually used in things like solvents. The problem with all of those chemicals is they're a carcinogen. They're a known carcinogen. So people drinking that water are raising their odds of having cancers.
And so what's being done in that area?
I can't really speak for DEQ, and it's been their area of expertise. But I do know they had tested seven homes, if I remember right. Four of them came back positive for different organic solvents. Now they have asked for 50 other homes in the neighborhoods in that area to test their water. Somebody will have to try to find out where that's all coming from, and if they can too.
Danielle would like to ask you a question.
When we're talking about this area, is this well water? Is this
yes.
in the groundwater?
It's in the groundwater.
Okay, so it's not because of pipes, because of a municipal water system. It's just, okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. So at this point, are people being told to drink bottled water?
I don't know what DEQ's actually told them. I think the ones who have had high water, I know they were told to drink bottled water.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure how far out. I mean, I don't know a lot more than probably what you know from reading the papers.
All right. So, in other words, Marion County isn't involved, but it is in Marion County, and so you're just kind of overseeing it. What other types of things does the Environmental Health Services do?
We deal with public water systems. We do surveys. We do technical assistance. We do legal enforcement. But we also inspect restaurants, pool spas, mobile food units, temporary food units, motels, hotels, organizational camps. We do and things like animal bites. We follow up on all of that. We deal with diseases with our CD team, our communicable disease team, and what have you. Mm-hmm.
And if anyone out there is listening and they wanted to contact you for any reason after hearing this show, what's the best place to get a hold of you or your department?
They can call me directly at 503-588-5387. If I'm not there, you can leave a message. And if I can't talk to you right away, I can have one of my staff do the talking to you.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to let us know about drinking water or what Environmental Health Services is all about?
Well, I think environmental health kind of, it deals with everybody's health, and it's very important there. I think drinking water, I think this is one of these things that we will get our hands on and handled one way or another before it's done, but it's going to be a little while until that point comes.
Great. Rick Sherman, Environmental Health Services of Marion County, thank you for joining us this morning.